From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. A week after violent protests broke out in the U.S. city of Charlottesville, Virginia, after white nationalists protested the removal of a Confederate statue, free speech marchers assembled in the city of Boston, Massachusetts, with VOA Carolyn Pursuti being there.
I'm in the middle of groups that have signs like Build the Movement Against Trump, Join the Socialists, End Racism, End Capitalism, Black Lives Matter. They're all carrying signs. The police made them dump all of their protest sticks that the signs were on because they considered those to be potential weapons. The Boston police are determined that there will not be any violence today, like there happened to be in Charlottesville, Virginia last week when one woman was killed when a van plowed into a group of counter-protesters. These are the counter-protesters, and that is why police are on high alert. They are on bicycles. They are on foot. They are in cars. They are making makeshift barriers with various roadblocks.
Again, VOA's Carolyn Pursuti reporting. Finland police say a stabbing spree left two people dead and at least six others injured in the southwestern coastal city of Turku, which is being investigated as a terrorist attack. The suspect, whom the police shot in the leg, has been identified as an 18-year-old Moroccan citizen. Former White House chief strategist Steve Bannon has vowed he is going to war for President Donald Trump as he returns to Breitbart News, the ultra-conservative publication he chaired before taking part in Trump's campaign and presidential administration. Bannon spoke Friday to Bloomberg News just hours after news broke that he was leaving his job as the president's most controversial advisor. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump met Friday with his national security team to discuss a new strategy to deal with the 16-year war in Afghanistan. VOA's Ira Melman has more.
The U.S. Defense Department approved a plan months ago to send about 3,800 additional troops to assist the Afghan army, but some White House officials questioned whether more resources would be effective. One of the options reportedly under discussion is one put forward by Eric Prince, the man who ran the controversial security firm Blackwater. He says he could save the United States over $30 billion by using contractors instead of U.S. troops.
It enforces Afghan control, Afghan sovereignty, and an Afghan way to fight against these terrorist enemies.
Prince's proposal has so far not been received well by Afghanistan and U.S. military officials. Ira Melman, VOA News.
Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari is returning to Nigeria, according to a spokesman, following an extended stay in London to treat an undisclosed illness. He's been away since May 7th, and some Nigerians were beginning to demand that he return to work or step down from office. Buhari first left Nigeria in January to receive treatment in Britain, staying nearly 2 months before returning in March, only to leave again in early May. Russian authorities say a man was moving along the main street, stabbing people in the Siberian city. Officials say 8 people were injured in that attack. The Russian Law Enforcement Committee said in a statement that the attacker has been killed without providing additional details. Russia's TASS news agency reports the man likely had a psychiatric disorder. Pakistan's populist opposition leader Imran Khan says the future of relations with Afghanistan lies in the two countries developing more transparency.
The long-term relationship between Pakistan and Afghanistan is open borders. It's rather than building fences, I think it should have open free trade. It should be like a European Union type of a relationship. That's our long-term future. And this would be of enormous benefit to Afghanistan and Pakistan.
Pakistan is unilaterally fencing the nearly 2,600-kilometer, largely porous Afghan border. U.S. President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania will not attend an annual ceremony at Washington's Kennedy Center, honoring the lifetime achievements of select artists to avoid distraction. That's according to a White House statement. The Saturday announcement came after two of the 5 honorees, singer Lionel Richie and dancer Carmen de Valladad, said that they would boycott the traditional White House reception. On World Humanitarian Day, the United Nations called for a stop to the deliberate targeting of citizens and civilians and humanitarians who risk their lives to help desperate men, women, and children caught in war. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.